Good afternoon. This is Tuesday, the 31st of March, and that means it's the final day of marching on. And it's very sunny now, although when I open the door, still pretty windy. It's quite warm though. I'm just going to lock this. Niall, come. Let's take you out. It's actually nice and warm. It's windy but warm. The sun is lovely. It's about time we had something decent in the way of weather. I know some people have it a lot worse than we do in the UK, but... oh, do you have to do that? Okay. Come on then, busy. Well, I went to bed at 8 o'clock this morning and I haven't slept. Well, I think I slept twice for about 10 minutes. About 10 past 11 and 11:30, which is more than 10 minutes. And then again from about 10 past 12 till about 12:25. Good boy, sit. Oh, the wind's quite chilly. Wait. Off you go. See, I bet the sun... I think the sun's gone in. As soon as I come out, it's gone in. It has. Let's sit. The door's... sit. And the sun's gone already. Come on, here you go. Lammy hasn't come down yet because I stayed in bed all morning. Well, from 8 o'clock till just now because I thought I might sleep. And then I thought, well... when it gets to this point, do I really want to sleep? And the answer is no, because I don't want to wake up at 7 o'clock in the evening. That sun's gone. I guess it's going to be sunny spells, but it's warm sunshine when it does come. Now, I'm going to make a cup of tea, and I've had a slight bit of good news. Well, it's good news on top of something that's not so good. And that is that I contacted Virgin today to tell them that I'm going to be late paying the bill because I have no card, because it's been blocked for fraudulent action. I also called my mobile provider and explained to them, and I asked them if they were the ones that, you know, had done, tried to do, take a payment from me, because I don't pay my bill by direct debit. And that was one of the fraudulent things. Well, if you hear weird noises, it's the wind blowing my extractor fan. And they said no, they definitely didn't try and take a payment from me, £50. So it definitely was somebody that was unauthorised to use my card. And so, anyway, they were fine about it, and Virgin were fine about it. And then while I was on there, I decided to ask them about... we've had an issue with Virgin. They've been updating all the equipment in the area because there's a high usage here, apparently. And while they've been doing it, it's been going on... well, it's actually been going on since about July. But they told me... she told me on the phone this morning it's only been since December. Well, actually, no, I wasn't going to argue with her, but... the work was originally meant to be finished by December, and then it didn't get finished by December, so they... I don't know whether they opened another job or whatever, and then it was meant to be finished by February, I think, and now it's meant to be tomorrow at 4:15 p.m, so we'll see. Anyway, when I spoke to them about 6 weeks ago, I managed to get a reduction in the bill in my February bill. They took £16 off of it. And I wasn't going to ask for it to be backdated, I just, because they told me ring up again in March and ask for March's off. So I thought, well, it's the end of March, I'm going to do that now, seeing that I've got to phone them anyway. So she said, okay, and have you... and she thought I'd had it taken off December, but it wasn't, it was February. So she took it off another 3 months off for me, and so that was £50 something, so now I only have to pay £14 when I get my card sorted out, whenever that might be. Oh, hello, Lammy. So, anyway, they say each cloud has a silver lining and all that. Blah, 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 whatever. I'm home alone. Obi's at work, although he's only working till 2, so he should be home soon. I'm just going to let this dog out now. This other dog. He doesn't go in the spending pen because he would do a wee in there, but that's all. I just kicked his dish. I didn't mean to. That was from 5 o'clock this morning. He got fed. He's probably going to be expecting another load. They both are. Sun's come back a bit. Go on then, quickly. Quick! Yeah, it's really warm. The sun's coming out again now. Yeah, Connor's gone to his training course in Milton Keynes. He's going to be there for 3 days. And he's got a day off because it's Good Friday this week, of course. I've just trodden on a whole bunch of dog toys, as you heard. And then he's working at his new place of work, which is in Bromley, on Saturday. And depending on how he gets on with his training, he will either do another week in Milton Keynes or start the job next week. I think, personally, he will start the job next week. I mean, he's not stupid, and I don't really think that they're going to bother spending money on 2 weeks' train fares, etc., when if he doesn't need them, we'll see. Still, at least he's getting a good training, which is more than he got for his last job. I think he just turned up at the store and that was it. He probably just had an induction about safety procedures, etc. And there, that was it. I'm trying to think what to have to eat. I don't know if I'm really hungry, but I had some toast at 2 o'clock in the morning, but that was getting on for 12 hours ago now. I think I'm more thirsty than hungry. I'm just waiting for this dog to come in, then I'm going to let the cats out. I didn't let them out beforehand because I was hoping I would be asleep, and I didn't really want to be here on my own with one of the back doors open, asleep. I mean, I don't mind being here alone, awake and up and about, but not asleep. Is he ready to come in yet? There's a train. I don't know if it picked that up. We're quite a way, well, more than a mile, but I suppose the sound... I'm surprised the sound carries in the wind, but it was blowing his hooter. It's really, really windy again. Come on, are you coming in? Thank you. Let's shut that horrible wind out. The sun's warmer coming through the glass. It is quite warm out, though. Now, I'm just going to let these cats out now. Good afternoon, you lot. How are you? It's nice and warm in here because of the sun. Yes, you want to go out, do you? Do you? I'm just going to put my phone down on the table because the door has a lock and two bolts. Oops, I've kicked one of their ping pong balls. They're not exactly a ping pong ball. The sun's lovely here. Really nice. It's going to make the house cold when this door's open because the draft comes under the door into the sitting room. Oh, off you go then. Don't get blown away. Okay. Oops. Wherever I go, there's cat or dog toys. This is their own special room. What? What, Candice? What is it? You've got food there. You've got water. Go out and enjoy yourself. That's what you normally want to do. That's that lot done. I'm just going to take my tea bag out. I'm afraid I'm really common and make it in the cup most of the time. Sometimes I make it in the pot, but when it's me, just me, I usually do it in a cup. Right, well, I don't know what to have to eat yet, if anything. So I think I'm going to upload this now and say thanks to Chris for starting us off on Marching On. I've really enjoyed doing it. I'm going to go over to Sam and Kate's ABC tomorrow, April Boo Challenge, and we'll see how that goes. I'll try and get out more in April, I think. Hopefully the weather will be a bit better. It's not bad today, but I don't really like going out in the wind because it's quite scary. You don't know if something's going to knock you over the head, or it's just hard to cross roads and stuff. You know what it's like when you can't see. It makes that life a bit more difficult. Mind you, it does when it's raining sometimes, because you get a lot of surface water on the roads, and that impairs your judgment of how the distance of the traffic. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon. I may be back later, but this is me signing out of Marching On for this year. Oops, I tried to have a grand exit and I locked my key, man. I'm such an idiot. Anyway, I will speak to you all again very soon. Hope you're having all having a good day. Bye for now.